Yes, you know, it's very unfortunate that the situation actually deteriorated to the extent that individuals were detained and deported.
And why do you think that is?
Well, evidently, the government would have dropped the ball. Many of the victims did not quite challenge the system, and they themselves clearly would have suffered the consequences. I'm told that for some countries that, you know, they have former residents of the UK who were actually deported to various Caribbean countries.
Were there any in the case of your country?
No, there are no deportees, and we are not aware that there are any detainees either. But what we're aware of is that there is an Antiguan who goes by the name of Mr. Romeo, who has been here for 59 years. He came to the UK with his parents when he was about 4 years old. Lived his entire life here in the UK, would have contributed towards the socio-economic development of the country. And only to be told 59 years later that he's an illegal alien. He even was given a passport document many years ago as a naturalized Brit. Would have renewed that passport on several occasions. Evidently, paid all of his contributions, Social Security contributions, you know, NHS contributions, and was faced with the prospects of deportation.
And the point is, if that Mr. Romeo had to go back, he'd be going back to a foreign country, somewhere he had absolutely no knowledge or familiarity with.
Absolutely. And he himself actually made that comment that he has absolutely no nexus with the country. He would have had nowhere to live. I'm not even sure if he has family members on Antigua.
Does it smack to you of a bureaucratic mess-up or something more sinister, a desire to make life difficult for immigrants, essentially?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that the latter is not the case. Britain has been the beneficiary of immigrant labour for many centuries. In fact, a lot of the success of Britain would have been due to the contributions of immigrants.
Should there be compensation for anyone who suffered? Perhaps we've heard cases of people who've lost their jobs, for example, found it difficult to get their benefits, found it difficult to get health treatment and so on. Would that be something you supported?
Absolutely.
A call for compensation?
Absolutely. There should be compensation. I'm told that indeed there are individuals who actually lost their jobs. I'm even told that there are individuals who may have even suffered depression. In fact, there's some speculation that there may have been a recent suicide involving one of the victims, and I believe that there ought to be some level of compensation.
Were you surprised when it seemed a couple of days ago that the Prime Minister wasn't willing to hold a meeting at the Commonwealth Summit about this? I mean, she has now, but she said no, it wasn't going to be on the agenda. Were you affronted by that?
Very, very surprised, and could not have understood, you know, why the distinguished Prime Minister would have refused to meet. As you know, she met with several CARICOM prime ministers this morning. And I know that yesterday a statement was made in Parliament by the Home Minister confirming that they now have a mechanism in place to resolve the issue.
In Britain, people think of that generation as making a big contribution to society, but I just wonder how it's seen in the Caribbean, because, of course, it meant that a lot of people of fit working age left the Caribbean. I mean, is there any sense that there was a bit of a brain drain, if you like, from the Caribbean because of that migration to the UK?
That is absolutely correct. In fact, it is a phenomenon that would have literally marred a development in the Caribbean. We have lost our skilled artisans, our intellectuals to developed countries. So at the end of the day, they all collectively would have made a significant contribution towards the advancement of Britain, which otherwise could have been made in the Caribbean and to help to advance our respective countries.
Just one final question about the Commonwealth Summit. There's been some debate about who the next head of the Commonwealth should be. Do you have any views on that?
The consensus is that we should continue in the tradition of the Queen or her successor serving as the head of the symbolic head of the Commonwealth. And I would say certainly that Prince Charles is a good option. I have no doubt that he does care about Commonwealth issues and certainly will be a good successor.